Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hills, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2520. How to Stop Eating at Night and Overcome Emotional Eating, both by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And with that, let's keep this intro nice and short and get to today's two posts as we optimize your life. How to Stop Eating at Night by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. Has eating at night become a problem for you? I know you've heard some common remedies like just take a bubble bath, paint your nails, and enjoy a nice walk. Those are great suggestions, sure. But we also know they are replacements, things that are basically a temporary fix, like a Band-Aid. Allow me to mention that this blog is about the average person who from time to time stuffs their face at night. However, this isn't about binge eating. That is something very different. If you suspect that you do in fact struggle with disordered eating, binge eating, or problematic nighttime feeding, please consult with a professional. But with that, let's dig into some habits that will cure your late night cravings. Number one, go to bed. Have you ever gone to bed and thought, why did I eat all of that? I'm not even hungry. Not only are you uncomfortable physically, but you're uncomfortable mentally. Go to bed earlier and remember that you need to show respect for your body. Treat yourself well in the hours before you go to bed. Number two, have something neutral. You don't need the extra sugar or fat or carbs or protein. Enjoy something that's preferably low in sugar and calorie-free. Water would be ideal. Put something in your body you don't need physically, but rather emotionally. Make wise choices. Instead of having a cocktail, have some decaf hot tea, or maybe a cup of bone broth with a squeeze of lime. That's one of my favorites. And number three, change the habit which makes eating too easy. Does sitting on the couch and watching TV sound all too familiar? Instead, you can still sit on the couch and watch TV if that's your evening routine, but do something with your hands. Maybe use that time to fold laundry. What I've started doing with my last hour of the evening while the TV is on is using it to prepare for the next day. That's when I'll fill up my 3 water bottles, take my supplements, write out to-do lists in my push journal, get the coffee ready for the next morning, and take out everything I need for my morning workout. Basically, I keep busy. In essence, what I've done is attached a healthier habit to a pre-existing habit. I'm still watching a documentary with my partner, for example, but now I've attached something more productive to it. Whatever your habit is, figure out what other habit could replace the not-so-healthy one. Overcome Emotional Eating by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. We all have moments of emotional eating, and it's different for all of us. Some people eat when they're bored. Some eat when they're afraid. We eat when we celebrate. Sometimes we eat when we're lonely or nervous. Well, you get the idea. Find something other than food to cope with your feelings and overcome emotional eating for good. Step 1. The first step to overcoming emotional eating is to understand it. When you feel like getting a snack, ask yourself what you're feeling and why you're eating. Has it been a couple of hours since the last time you ate? Are you actually hungry? Does your body need fuel? Or is this emotional or random eating? Consider writing down your feelings to learn your triggers. Is eating a distraction from a project you really need to tackle? Do you eat when you're feeling anxious? Are you confused or upset? Whatever your trigger is, you have it within you to end emotional eating. And step 2, once you know your trigger, or triggers, plural, devise some productive alternatives to eating. Make a list of options. Some suggestions might be to take a quick walk, take a bath, journal, and break a project or problem into manageable parts by making a list or doing a brainstorm. Instead of avoiding the feeling, confront it with a tactic that's actually going to help resolve the feeling and create more peace. When we eat emotionally, we are delaying the feeling that triggered the snack attack, and we're consuming calories we just don't need or want, which cycles into feeling like you're out of control. Commit to eating when you're hungry and when you have planned to eat, and don't let random eating sabotage your health. We are all works in progress, and we continue to learn and change. Be alert to your feelings and the way you let them play out in your life. You just listened to the posts titled How to Stop Eating at Night and Overcome Emotional Eating, both by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. In Chalene's first article, she talked about how to stop eating at night. I don't know if you caught it, but her suggestions for not eating at night had a common theme. And in fact, in her second post, the theme kept going. Instead of just not eating and hoping that the habit will stop automatically, she recommended behaviors to substitute in place of eating. Scientists are finding that this idea of substituting behaviors is very important when trying to break a habit. So let's say we stop eating at night, but then we need to add in a new, healthy behavior in its place. Chalene recommended we could drink water or decaffeinated tea, or we could do chores, or we could prep for tomorrow. This is so important because if we stop a behavior like eating at night and don't substitute it with a new behavior, we're going to feel like something's missing. There will be this sort of emptiness. So to reduce the chances of us feeling that emptiness, find a new behavior to add or substitute in its place. And oh, by the way, this substitution idea works for any behavior that you're trying to stop, not just eating at night. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here and listening every day. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I'll be here reading to you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.